Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Apple announced redesigned 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pro models. These are available with the M1 Pro, offering up to 10 computer cores, 16 GPU cores, and up to 32 gigabytes of unified memory, or the M1 Max, with the same number of CPU cores, 32 GPU cores, and up to 64 gigabytes of unified memory. Both drop the touch bar in favor of physical function keys, have HDMI, 3 Thunderbolt 4, SD card, MagSafe 3 power connectors, and a headphone jack. Both use mini-LED-based XDR displays with 120Hz ProMotion. The 14-inch starts at $1,999, while the 16-inch starts at $2,499. Open for pre-order now, shipping next week. Apple also announced a new $4.99 voice tier for Apple Music, with users limited to using Siri for music playback. Yellow, orange, and blue HomePod minis will ship in November, and Apple announced the $179 third-gen AirPods with spatial audio support, MagSafe charging, sweat and water resistance, and adaptive EQ, shipping next week. Valve updated its onboarding rules page to no longer allow games built on blockchain technology or that issue or allow exchange of cryptocurrencies or NFTs. Meanwhile, Epic CEO Tim Sweeney tweeted, "Epic Game Store will welcome games that make use of blockchain tech, provided they follow the relevant laws, disclose their terms, and are age-rated by an appropriate group." Google announced new 5G Pixel phones, specifically the 6.4-inch Pixel 6 and 6.7-inch Pixel 6 Pro. Both new Pixels run on Google's own custom Tensor ARM SoC, with the Tensor Security Core and the Titan M2 security chip, which handles pins and passwords. The Tensor SoC has 8 cores, comparable to the Qualcomm Snapdragon 888, but it also includes Google's proven Tensor Processing Unit for AI. The Pixel 6 has a 90Hz 1080p screen, a 50-megapixel main sensor, and a 12-megapixel ultra-wide. The Pixel 6 Pro adds a 4x telephoto lens and a 1440p screen with an adaptive refresh rate up to 120Hz. Both phones can shoot up to 4K 60fps with auto HDR and ship with Android 12 with a minimum of 5 years of security support. The phones are available for pre-order now, with the Pixel 6 at $599 and $699, and the Pro at $899, $999, or $1,099, shipping October 28th. Google also introduced Pixel Pass, an all-in-one subscription service that includes a Pixel 6 phone, along with preferred care, YouTube Premium, including music, 200 gigabytes of cloud storage, and a Google Play Pass. It's $45 a month for the 6 and $55 a month for the 6 Pro for 24 months. Following Reuters' report on Amazon's alleged program of copying products in India, A bipartisan group of 5 members of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Amazon CEO Andy Jassy accusing Amazon of misleading or possibly lying to Congress about business practices. Amazon has until November 1st to provide a sworn response to clarify how it uses seller data to develop its own products and request all documents mentioned in the Reuters investigation. The Verge's source reports Facebook plans to change its name as part of a rebrand, with an announcement possibly at the company's Connect conference on October 28th, where more details about the metaverse are expected to be unveiled. The potential rebrand follows a similar restructuring move by Google in 2015, when Alphabet was created as the parent company to oversee subsidiaries. Facebook also owns WhatsApp, Instagram, and Oculus. The Wall Street Journal sources say the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is expected to issue orders this week seeking information from Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and other tech finance companies on consumer data practices. This is expected to be a broad survey with dozens of questions, and the Bureau will seek public comment on the requests. The Brave browser has removed Google, Quant, and DuckDuckGo as its default search engines in its various markets. New installations of the browser will use Brave's own search engine as its default. Brave Search is built on an independent index and does not track users' searches or clicks. However, an ad-supported version of the service is coming soon. Reuters sources say a website used by the Revil ransomware group to leak data and extort companies was taken offline this week by a multi-country operation involving the FBI and U.S. Cyber Command. Revil previously went offline in July, following a compromise of its network infrastructure by law enforcement, before being restored from backups by a member known as One Day. Some of these restored systems were already controlled by law enforcement. AMD's latest chipset driver resolves Windows 11 performance issues on Ryzen processors involving its preferred core technology. Microsoft also began rolling out a Windows update to resolve increased L3 cache latency with Ryzen processors on the new OS. And NVIDIA added a new $99 a month RTX 3080 tier to its GeForce Now game streaming service. This offers subscribers access to a dedicated RTX 3080 GPU in the cloud through a new SuperPod dedicated low-latency gaming server. Customers can stream games up to 8 hours at a time in 1440p 120fps on Macs and PCs, or 4K HDR at 60fps with 7.1 sound on NVIDIA's Shield TV devices. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.